Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, B. Simone.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
What's up, y'all? We're back.
It's your girl, Justina V, with Pretty V and B. Simone.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wildin' Out podcast a la carte.
You guys, it's your girl, B. Simone, Pretty V, and my baby, Justina Valentine. We are here. I'm so excited for this episode. All three girls are bizzack. What's up, ladies?
What they do, you guys? It's your girl, Pretty V, you guys. And I ain't on the table today, y'all. So, you know, I'm lit. I'm just out here chilling with my girl.
And
you know, what's up, Justina?
What's up, baby? It's your girl, JV. And I'm so glad to be back here with my girls because it is the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. We do run this. We don't have no boys in the building. You know what I mean?
Nope,
our perspective. And, you know, they say ladies run the world. And speaking of running, you know what I mean? I just gotten a little cardio, so I'm feeling good. My ticker's ticking.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, B.
I'm so proud of you for keeping up with that.
We are going to be snatched.
Okay?
We are going to be snatched.
Sports Illustrated. They need a Sports Illustrated edition, the Women of Wildin' Out. Just like flexing.
They do. I swear.
Get a good
we
angle.
We should do, oh my gosh, we should make do a that photo happen. Shoot.
Yes.
Let's do
we
it.
We do our own magazine cover.
Oh, magazine
That's
cover.
Why.
Yes.
Flexing.
Let's
people
do it.
Can't see
Let's
it. Do y'all it. See
they,
my chin?
They got to get me my ass from the right angle. No, I can't see it from here. Would you get
y'all
a facial?
See it? I waxed my chin and I ripped off my skin because I have a little goatee down.
Well, but you should went to European.
Oh. Do you guys wax the kitty?
I waxed my chin and my lip. Hell yeah. Can I believe women still shave? That's mind-blowing to me.
I still shave.
Say something. Okay, like, we get it. Like,
that's mind-blowing.
Sometimes I still shave if I can't get to the wax people. So I do, like, a little side view.
Yeah, like a touch-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm the type of girl, I would walk on a photo shoot and I would be very hairy.
Yeah.
And how do you
like,
do that,
that's
Vita?
Sickening to me.
Sickening.
My issue
You're
with
a
the
woman.
Wax.
Stop it.
Like, the thing with the wax, though, because I tried it a couple times. First of all, I think the woman that I just got was brutal. Like, it hurt so bad. I don't think it was supposed to hurt.
Oh, no.
It wasn't supposed to hurt as bad as it did. I think she was just like...
Hell no. You got to go to, like, a European wax center or a place where they use hard wax. Did they use strips? Like, they put the strip on?
I have no idea what she
or
put
was
on.
It hard wax?
But it hurt so
bad. Yeah, hell
bad.
No.
So after that, no. I was like, I just shave. I don't mind shaving. Because then when you get a wax...
No, you do. You go on my... No, you gonna mind shaving after you get a good wax.
Yeah. But then what do you do? Yep. So what do you do? You get waxed on a Monday, right? You gotta shoot on a Thursday. You got a little stubble. You have to shave.
You're not gonna have stubble. You're not gonna have stubble.
Really?
It's waxing out of the root. Hmm. It lasts for a month.
I do like the sugar wax. Like, then I also do like the wax. Like they put that wax
sugaring.
On you and they just like taking it off. And I sometimes use the strips. Me, on the other hand, I don't like all that painty. Because when they get to them lips, I'm thinking they tearing that shit off.
Well, so I use the literally. Gotta leave a little hair strip, like a little.
Ooh, yeah. I don't.
No,
I don't leave a little strip on my lips.
I wish I could show you my poom poom right now. I promise you,
it looks like a fro.
Let's
this
see.
This would have a lot of views, right?
I see Venus poom poom.
It's but right now it's bald.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's really bald.
I prefer to shave because I feel like you could just keep it clean, do it quickly. But I don't know. Maybe I just had a really bad experience. Waxing, you know,
my nigga, I'm not taking like I used to do this. I took the shaver and I would look between my legs and then I would have to open my ass and I would have to keep doing all that. That's too much work. So I was like, yo, lady, I'm gonna toot my legs up.
Y'all worried about all this pain for waxing sugaring? And I know both of y'all done anal before. Y'all ain't worried about the pain with that?
You know what?
You gonna really say, oh, how the hell you know? How the hell you know I did anal, B? Like,
because
I'm so confused.
Because I know you, and I know that ass, and I know that and I know a lot of things have been up in there. From dicks
it was
to lips.
Tooting and booting.
Like, I cannot even imagine Vina having sex with somebody.
She
Me
always
either.
Say that. She
I can't
always
either.
Say that.
I can't either. I can imagine.
I
like,
hate
you
it. I hate trying to imagine
being like, just making all types of faces at him.
Stop looking at me.
Yes, but I can't see it.
It's a whole different beastie when you're trying to get between him. Yeah. So at the end of the day, you know.
No, that's how I am too. As goofy as we are, when you're in the bedroom, it's like, give your all.
Give your all.
Give 100%.
This is audition at this point, bitch.
It's like, oh, what? Why did I audition? Bitch, I'm pick up and giving my all, baby.
It's like, pick up
me. I wish y'all could see Vita. She's playing with her areola.
No, seriously. Like, it's that. So, I mean, first time. I think that's literally what we're going to get into right now. It's the first time.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
Time
for,
okay, first time you did anal go. Mm.
Seventh grade. Go, Justina. Seventh grade.
Y'all, we got some hoes on this show. I'm the least hoey.
Yeah.
I think Vina and Justina are neck and neck with the whole story.
We've been giving a lot of neck.
When B Simone used to tell me about her stories about, like, her kissing and, like, her first time for this, I'm like, girl, you done did that in 19? Bitch, I done did that in seventh grade. Seventh yeah. grade, I was fast. Seventh
fast and furious.
Eighth grade, I was fast.
Yeah.
I was doing some things that them kids, the kids right now in this generation probably... whatever, but back then that was not allowed.
You shouldn't have been doing fast.
I was very curious George. I wanted to know.
He was a trailblazer.
So baby,
you know what?
Okay, first time you gave head.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's like maybe 9th, 10th grade.
I don't remember the first dick I sucked. That's crazy.
First dick you done sucked. I just hope my mama ain't listening to this podcast, y'all. We'll be right back, y'all, with more because we're going to get into our first time. And I know y'all want to hear my tea. Lego.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Women in Wild Now podcast. We getting back to the nitty, the gritty, the first times. This show going to be about my very first time in a house, on a couch, in a parent's bedroom. Vina, this is a solo.
B, you used to do that to me all the time. When I was rapping, B used to be like, I'm like, let me do it. She's like, well, let me do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we are back, honey. And I want to... Y'all know, everybody don't know all our teas, but bitch, that seventh grade, I'm going to tell you about my first time.
Well, okay, we don't even know about the first time you had sex. Let's talk about our first kiss.
Yes, let's ease into it. Yeah.
Okay, let's ease into it. Oh, boring.
Oh, I remember the first time I got my titty sucked. It was at a church convention.
Wow.
Okay.
Was it like in a pew or something, B? Like in the church or?
Hell no. We was at a convention and... It was an Usher's convention, so it was a convention. I don't know what city it was in, but this
Oh, Usher was
day,
it?
Oh, Usher's convention. At the church.
I'm getting
I know.
Jesus. So, man, Jay, he whipped that titty out. I was like 15. I ain't had sex yet. We didn't do nothing. He just sucked my nipple.
What did he do? He just took it out, held it, and like, and then put the shirt back
that
down.
That was my first time getting my titty sucked.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my God.
I don't know when was my first time. I think... I just did a whole shebang at once. It was a care package.
No, what was your first kiss? Your first kiss was not when you first lost your virginity.
Oh, my first kiss? I don't remember that.
You don't remember your first kiss?
No.
Do you, Justina?
Yeah, my first kiss, I remember we were outside. I was like either 11 or 12. And it was cold because, you know, Jersey's like always fucking cold. We only have like two months of nice weather. So it was cold. We had the jackets on and we were just like, all right, let's kiss. So we like did it. We stuck our tongues out and we was just like, you know, just moving our tongues around. We really didn't know how to do it. But, you know, it was kind of like a little gross, but like you still hype because you're like, ah, I had my first kiss. And I told like my big cousins and stuff and it was cute. So, yeah, I remember it. It was outside. It was cold and it was like nasty. You know what I mean? Because it just felt like two worms like wrestling, you know, like you don't really know how to do it. Like,
I remember.
As you get older, it's like, I don't know about you guys, but like the way I like to kiss is more now like
it's sensual.
Yeah, it's more like open mouth kissing. It's not like your tongue,
you
but
don't
it's
just
more
rub tongue.
Yeah, we just wanted to say we made out with the tongue, you know, and that was that. Yeah. But it was cute. You know, what about your first kiss?
I remember my first kiss.
How was it?
Oh, Lord. I remember we was playing hide and go get it. But I was the good kid. I never did nothing. I was like so scared to get in trouble, scared of kids, like guys watching, parents gonna find out. I did not want to shake the room.
Right.
So he found me, bitch. And I was like, don't touch me. Like, you know, your granny. Blah, 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 blah. And he just kissed me in this closet. And I was so scared.
Wow. Nowadays, he'd probably get in trouble for that. He kind of took that kiss.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think, I don't know. My first kiss, I don't know. I don't know where I was at. I just know I'm a very affectionate person, so I was touching everything and everyone. So it was just like, any guy I seen, oh, like, you're my boyfriend, like, you're cute, right? So it was like, it was one of those moments, like, run around in Miami, like, just everybody in the neighborhood.
City girl.
Like, oh, you cute, let's hide and go get it. Like, you come over to my grandma's house, like, we gonna do something. You know, it was one of those moments. And we was just young. We just wanted to know what was going on. Yeah. So I don't remember that. I just remember when I did it. Let's get to that question.
No.
Were you guys
we're
like
still leading up?
Were you guys like boy crazy? Like just like so into boys and like
not at all.
You probably weren't.
I wasn't. Vina was.
Boy crazy because I was boy crazy because like my thing is I was so curious as a kid. Like I went like if I'm seeing Omarion, I'm like, I know somebody in them hood of Miami got Omarion looking like I'm gonna go find him. I used to always look at these music videos and be like, ooh, I could find somebody that look just like that. So when I did kind of find somebody like similar, I was like, well, I'm flirting. Then I used to love like being around older guys. So I used to be like, oh, you cute. Like, but you my daddy age at this point. Right, you know, right. So it was like, calm down.
Yeah.
You know, but literally I was very much like Curious George into everybody's face. My daddy didn't like that. He'd be like, you in too many people's faces. You need to go sit down.
Right. So what about your guys' like first date? Like, do you remember like a first date that was special?
You know what's crazy? I remember my first hell date, but I will say, did anybody teach y'all how to date? Like nobody, not a woman in my family, not a father in my family set me down and told me how to date.
How to date?
Like how to go on a date, how to be a lady, cross your legs, let him pull out your chair, let him open your door.
No.
Like, that is whack to me. That's whack.
When I have kids,
they're going to know how to be a lady on the first date. And the gentleman is going to know how to treat a woman on the first date.
I'm lying. My grandmother taught me and my mom. She was more so telling me like how to eat when you go out with people if it's a date. Like how to eat. A man should open the door. I said this on my mom's live last night. She used to always tell me before you leave the house, have $100 with you or $20 with you. So if a man don't want to pay and they act like they don't got their money on you, you as a woman should come out and say, look, I got it.
That's good tips.
Yeah, she used to teach me that. So I came front. My mom did teach me and my grandmother did. Mm-hmm. You choose how you want to move after you get taught, like, you know, by your parents. But my mom and my grandma did. My grandma especially.
Yeah.
See, that's good.
Yeah, I'm with you,
baby. My first hell date, y'all, let me tell y'all my first hell date. Mm-hmm. His name was Trey. He drove an old school Cadillac. It was on rims. You know, I'm from Dallas, Texas. Mm. So, like, Houston, Dallas, it's like swinging on fofos, tipping on fofos.
Right.
Back in the day, it was all that Paul Wall, Chameleonaire, rims, candy paint, wood grain.
Grills
I couldn't even get in the damn car. The fucking wheels were so high on this motherfucker. I remember that. I remember this man had a patch on his eye. Because let me tell you how he got my number. We was driving on the highway. In Dallas, Texas. He was over there. I was over here to left to the right. And I yelled out my number to him. 214. So I didn't really see him.
Right.
You know, so he texts me. I'm going to come pick you up. We're going to go out to eat. It was the worst date. First, we stopped at the trap house before we even went to go eat.
He had to take care of business. He had to get the money for the
date. It felt so uncomfortable. I was like, if we get pulled over, we did get pulled over. By the way, got pulled over. He putting all this stuff in the, he moved the, what's the vents where the air come out? He moved the vent and started putting stuff in there. I was like, oh, I'm with a fucking felon. Right. Like, I was so scared. I was looking at him like, I am not the down-ass bitch, and you're obviously not the nigga that's going to be with a bougie bitch, so you need to take me home.
Right.
We didn't even eat.
Oh, you
we
never got, even made
we
it?
Made so, no! We made so many stops and got pulled over. I was like, we should just, like, take me back to the crib. We both knew I ain't for you and you ain't for me.
Right.
And it we never talked again. It was horrible.
When he got
horrible.
The number, you probably only saw the side. You only was you was on the non-eye patch side.
Oh yeah, the other side he had a patch, which don't matter
right.
if you're a good person. Right. Don't put me on a high speed chase on the first date. If you got a patch, you gotta have a good heart.
Yeah.
Because you can have a patch and be having be in a
right, right.
I think for me, I never experienced a real date until now. Like, I've never been in, like, in a real relationship.
My well, relationships don't mean dates.
Right.
You've never been on, like, a date?
I never been on a date. Be you?
Wow.
I've never been on a date. I haven't been, like, my real dates are now.
Wow.
Like, and it's been the person, it's only been with people that, like okay, I've been on one guy rush date with a Russian guy. And he took me to my first Rihanna concert. But I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. But, like, I didn't feel it. Like, it was like, are we just going out? Because we worked out at a gym. So, we're like, we're going to go to the gym. Then we're going to get ready at 7.
But that was still a date because he liked you. You just didn't like him.
Right.
I don't think he liked me. So, you know, but I think now, my dates start now. Like, I'm going on dates now.
Period.
So, yeah. I never had one that I remember. I remember. I probably did in, like, high school, but... I don't know. I was doing too much, like, trying to have sex instead of going on dates. I'm a cuddler.
Right.
I like to be
you was
in the
trying
house,
to
like,
skip it. Mm-hmm. Skip
yeah, I'm like, let's just turn on a movie. That's
and
me.
Do it to me.
You was trying to get to the butt
That's
sex.
Me.
I'm kind of
One
this...
thing I'm nervous about. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, babe. You go.
I was just about to say one thing I'm nervous about with my VA bae, because we're about to go on our first date, is he made it very clear that one of his pet peeves is smacking.
Oh,
and I
food.
Am an eater.
Yeah.
Like... I don't smack though. Like, I don't eat like a fucking llama, but I am definitely like when the food, I'm watching the food come. Like, I'm the person that's like sauce, dip.
Yeah.
Like, I need all the sauce. I'm like a foodie.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, ain't nobody trying to eat cute.
Right.
So I'm nervous about that.
You gotta try a little bit to like eat with your mouth closed, but I really can't. I am a smacker. And, you know, with these little ass nostrils I got, I can't breathe too good through my nose. So it's like, do you want me to die or do you want me to eat and breathe? But, yeah, dating.
Justina, what about you, though?
Yeah.
What about your date?
I always dated, like, troublemakers. And, like, I always dated, you know, guys.
And you felt safe? Like, you were comfortable with that? You weren't scared?
Yeah, no. I mean, I was on kind of the same wavelength as them. But I never dated guys that were, like, really, like, nice and stuff like that. I wasn't really into that. And when I would kind of talk to a nice guy, like, I didn't like them as much as the asshole guy. So, I was never really a dater type. I was always working like mad hours a week, you know, waitressing, bartending, working in the strip clubs, bartending. So it was like most of the guys I dated, it was like we would hang out like at the crib, but we weren't really going on dates. And then one guy I was with for a minute, he owned a bar. So I was, you know, running the bar with
always
him.
Always at his bar.
Right. So yeah. It was like no dating. It was just like. But kind of like V said,
kicking
like,
it.
Yeah, just kicking it at the crib. There was really no like dates like that. And that really didn't bother me because I was always on my grind and trying to make shit happen and get to where we all are now. So it was never on my mind like, oh, I want to go on a nice date.
And you
date.
Were younger.
Yeah. And I was never like, I want to go on a nice date. I was like, I want to progress in what I'm trying to do. So that's kind of where I was at with it. And I was always the type that if the guy couldn't see my vision or wasn't down for what I was trying to do, then he just didn't work.
Next.
Exactly. Yeah. He just didn't even work in my schedule. But I just, since we're on the topic of dates, B, I just want to be a little nosy. Like, you and VA, like, where, is there a reservation? Like, where, is it Ruth Chris? Is it Red Lobster? Like, where are we going?
So, he's coming. He's definitely getting a hotel.
He's coming, but are you?
No, I'm not. I'm on my period, and I'm not having sex with him. We already talked about sexual intercourse, and we're not having sex yet.
Got it. Okay.
He actually brought it up. He said he didn't want to, you know, step that line. He's like, I've had sex too soon in the past and it ruined the relationship and I want something real. So
hold on. Girl, he heard the podcast. He knew he wasn't getting no pussy. So. He's like, let me sound like a gentleman.
Period.
Girl, he
period.
Do not listen to this podcast.
Right, right.
But yeah, so we decided to take it slow. He is getting a hotel, you know, which I like. You know, niggas be coming to town like, oh, I'm staying with you. Like, no.
Right.
Like, be a man. Come in. Get you a room. Right. And I'm going to stay at the room. I'm going to stay at the room with you.
Cute.
You
know?
So I'm going to go stay with him. And yeah, we'll just see what happens. I told him to plan. He said, you know, he got a driver for the weekend. And he's planning everything. I like when a man leads.
Yes.
You want to court me? You want to date me? Don't ask me what is there to do in Atlanta. Google.
Right.
Figure it out.
Right.
Like, I know you know niggas in Atlanta. You know people in Atlanta. Make some calls. Make some reservations. And just tell me when to be ready.
Yeah.
I'm not about to court you. Like, so, you know, and he's been doing that. So
nice.
He actually just landed a little bit ago. So he'll be heading to his hotel. So and I'm going to meet him there.
So how we moving with the period on? Are you finna double up or are
you finna double up?
Like, are you a heavy leaker?
I am not having sex with him. So we don't have to worry about that.
I'm talking about that. I'm talking about when you in that bed laying with him and then you know your menstrual.
Baby, I don't just wake up in a puddle of blood. What you got going on?
Girl, I'm heavy.
So yeah, well, I'm not.
I gotta double up and put a towel in me.
Lena,
oh my gosh.
That's what I
got to
do.
So what y'all doing?
That's just too much.
Are you guys eating in, like, at the hotel?
No, we're going to go out to eat.
Cute.
He actually had a chef that he was flying in. He was going to cook for me at my house.
Wow.
Which I had no idea, but the chef canceled.
Oh.
He lives out of town, so he was asking, he's like, do you know a chef in Atlanta? I was like, I know a few, you know, if you want to stay in, we could have a dinner here or we could go out, whatever. So we'll probably go like out to eat. I told him about this hookah lounge that I like.
Cute.
Real low key. I'm not trying to be in the mix. Like if I get drunk or something and want to make out with him, I don't want people being like, there's B. Simone in the corner making
right.
out with a random nigga.
Right.
No, yeah, period.
So, you know.
Keep it cute.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
What are you wearing?
We don't need the...
So this is my first date since my breakup, y'all.
Let's go.
Wow.
Cute.
Let's go.
Okay, so when did y'all lose your virginity? Go.
Seventh grade.
I think the V for me was eighth. And then I know B. Simone said she just lost her shit like 2 years ago.
Yes.
No, girl. I lost my shit when I was 19.
19.
I'm not gonna play with y'all.
No.
Mine's seventh grade, Justine.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. What was y'all doing?
Fast and furious.
Like all the homegirls saying they did it. And oh my God, it hurt so bad. And I'm like, oh my God, for real?
You just wanted to feel it.
Curious.
Yeah. You just wanted to feel
yeah.
it. I think like back then, we didn't really know what the heck we were doing. But like you said, it's like, you want to do it? You want to try it out? You with a boy you like? And you get it done. I respect how B. Simone did it because probably by the time she did it at 19, she probably... dated the guy for a little bit.
I still didn't know. No.
No?
No.
Oh, so it was a hookup.
I met the nigga. He tricked me. I had sex with him, fell in love with him. I was buying him shoes and shit.
Oh.
And he had a whole nother girlfriend.
Oh, wow. Did you really like the guy who took your virginity, V? Or was it just like a one and done?
Let me tell you something. I wrote about him in my diary.
Ooh.
That's how we was on it. Right? He literally... was just so handsome to me. He was chocolate, football player, just so freaking cute. Mm. And just he ran track because like I said, Miami boys, they are definitely too advanced. And it's just like they, and you know how the little league, you got the big league, you paying football for the parks, you know. So it was all those moments until you get like, you go to college and then you get, you know, drafted. And like, it was one of those moments. And I loved him so much. And I still, we still talk, like communicate here and there, just like check in.
That's what took your virginity?
Yes, he got a baby.
Oh.
He was playing football. Like, you know, so he doing his thing. But I was so obsessed with him. And then I moved to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he only got like the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade for me.
Right.
And I was gone.
Yeah, I was on pretty much the same path as you, V. My guy, like I said, we was doing all that 7th and 8th between, you know, this and then the V card. So it was in those years. And it's funny when you're that young and you really like someone, you're just like, you just think you're so in love. And I guess at the time, you know, you are. But yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's the purest form of love.
For
when
sure.
You're that young.
Yeah.
You're not dating people for money and status.
Right.
I like you, nigga.
Exactly.
Like, I like you.
Right.
100%.
I just like you.
So I got a question for you guys about first. When was your first heartbreak?
Oh, my God. I just talked about, I did this story time on my close friends literally 2 days ago.
Oh, for real?
Like, I did my whole time. That was my whole story time. My first time I got cheated on, my first heartbreak. It was so sad. Let me tell y'all, I ain't going to tell y'all the details because it ain't fair to my close friends that are subscribed, but it boiled down to me doing this girl's hair, and she was like, yeah, like, are you still talking to so-and-so? I'm like, yeah, that's my boyfriend. Like, what do you mean? Am I talking to him? We're not talking. We've been together for a year and a half.
Right.
She's like, wow, that's so crazy. Like, when you were knocking at his door and he didn't open the door and you finally came in, like, I had to hide in the bathroom until you left because, it's like, she got booked an appointment with me, got her hair done, and told me this at the end of her hair appointment.
She was smart. She told you at the end because you might have snipped a little bit too much off.
I was like, oh my gosh. She was like, yeah.
That was pretty
cheating,
brave of her.
He's cheating on you with me.
My nigga, yeah. I would have slapped the shit out of her. Right. I don't care. If you listen to the podcast right now, Cynthia or Cassandra, I would have
not
knocked,
Cynthia.
I would have knocked you out, sweets. I would have looked behind you and said, you said what?
Yeah, it was crazy. Wow. That was my first heartbreak.
Yeah, now that's crazy that the girl came.
What was yours, V?
My heartbreak, I'm going to be very honest. I would have to say 7th and 8th grade, like when I moved.
Oh, and my, like, God. Literally,
no,
but it was definitely
7th. She had her first kiss. She lost her virginity and had her first kiss all in one day.
Put it in the butt. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was literally that moment. It was like, yeah, because I just think he was playing with me. He was cheating on me. And he was dating somebody in high school.
What was crazy.
And then he was 8th grade, you still trying to, you talking to these girls. And my thing is, I fell to 4th grade, so I supposed to have been in 8th grade. When everybody was in 7th grade, when everybody was in 7th grade, bitch, I supposed to be in 8th grade. But I had failed to 4th grade. So it was given very much like, okay, like, I'm older.
I'm up there with y'all. Like, I'm older than you. It was given very much, I'm your same age, bitch.
Right, at this point. So if you want somebody older, bitch, it's me. Because, bitch, I'm in 4th grade. Yeah, I'm 3rd, bitch.
Vina had everything within 48 hours. Like you said, B, the kid,
literally,
the
love, bitch,
the breakup, the sex, the butt sex, all 48 hours. Got knocked it all out, yeah, quick. I know your diary was on fire that week.
Yeah. So it was kind of like, yeah, a little break, a little hot.
I'm more
break
of a little cold turkey bitch now. Like, oh, yeah, I cold turkey. It ain't no, oh, you need closure? My closure is the truth. You're a fuck nigga. Next. Mm-hmm. Like, that's enough. Yeah.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. That is fucking B. Simone. The fucking edges are slick and slay, and we is out of here. It's in the condo forever.
She's a psychopath.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah.
All right, let's get okay, we've been doing too much juicy. Like, come on, let's get into it. Ask another question. I'm ready. I'm ready for the shebang.
We are the bitch, the shebang was you, yeah, did anal in 7th,
yeah,
grade.
It don't get crazier than that, V.
It don't get no more shebangy than that.
But we didn't elaborate.
Let me ask y'all this. Oh, wow. What do you guys think, like about the heartbreak? Like, I remember my heartbreak. It was my first heartbreak was with the same guy who took my virginity. We were together for a few years, whatever. Then when we broke up, that was my first heartbreak. Like, do you feel like your heartbreak got worse as you grew up and matured and you would have heartbreak? Or do you feel like that first one just hit different?
No, I feel like it got worse. Gotcha. The older I got. Because gotcha. The older you get, the more serious you are. Like, the more serious you are, not worse, I guess. Yeah, I guess worse. Because you think you're going to be with this person forever.
Right.
Like, the older you get, you're like, I done been through this. I done been through that. I done been through this. Okay, this the one.
Like, right.
What the fuck? Okay, this the one. It's like, goddamn. But right. It also allows you to know, I done been through so much heartbreak. I'm going to make it through this one too.
Right.
Next.
Right.
Like, I've had my heart broken before. So it heals every time.
Right. Well, go ahead, Via.
Yeah, I think.
I hear you. I feel like you want to give us the details of the anal, so let's get down and dirty.
I mean, I'm going to just definitely talk about the heartbreak moment because I feel like, too, like, the heartbreak, it'd be a moment like, okay, like, you over it and then you done with it. But it still gives a moment like, you know what? The next person that come around me, like, I'm not going to be, like, sad. But then, bitch, it'd be so that connection that I'm sad again. You know, like, now I done gave you too much. Now I'm heartbroken again. Mm-hmm. And I know this is puppy love. And I know this is this. Now I'm sad because I done told myself I ain't going to do this. But then you such a good person. Now you getting on my nerves.
Right.
So it's just, it is what it is. But boom, anal. Let's get to it. Yes, 7th grade.
Anal.
Anal. Get to it.
We already talked about anal, Vina.
Nah.
Yes,
we didn't.
Did. Yes,
we didn't talk
did.
About anal.
So no,
okay, what do you want to say about anal?
Right, and are you okay. And are you still into it, or have you had your fill? No pun intended. Like, have you had your fill of anal? Or are you still?
I'm gonna be very honest.
I'm gonna be very honest.
And I'm gonna keep it a stack. seventh grade, tried it, right? And I didn't know what was going on because I think seventh grade, like, everybody got their little hormones happening. Like, you know, eighth grade, they're like, ooh, okay, something's down there. I feel like something gushy. So it was more of, like, trying to figure it out with the guy. So we just really tried it. We tried it in the seventh grade, and he, you know, I don't know. It was so weird because we went to the mama bed, then we went to his bunk bed. It was like, bitch, why you got a bunk bed? Look, the bunk bed and the mama
bed. I loved my bunk bed.
Yeah, like, my
bunk beds are lit.
I love one beds. Now. Yeah, bunk beds are cute. But I think, he had a bunk bed. So it was like him, he had a bunk bed, and then we did it by the bunk, and then, you know, the lower bunk bed, we did it there. Then it was like, okay, let's see how grown we is. So we went to the mama bed. So like, oh, we grown, now can we in a big king bed?
Ew.
And then we did that. And
you
then
need
it
your
was
ass
like,
whooped.
It was like, just keep going. And that's when the first time I had anal. And then I was like, oh, okay, let's do it again. Eighth grade happened. Eighth grade came. Then, of course, I did it, like, down the line, like, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So just trying it, just different things. I like to experience different things. I don't like the same thing. So if we could do it on the island, if we could do it on the couch, if we could do it in the back seat, if we could do it on my porch.
For the record, I've never done anal. Just
B has done anal.
B has done anal. Be real. Don't play with me.
What about just a finger, B? Just a little...
Have I had a finger in my ass? I think I had a finger in a tongue back there, but not a dick.
Yeah.
Bitch. Like, goddamn.
My nigga, you had anal before.
Yo, so imagine. Imagine.
I'm not about to play with this bitch.
Imagine that your B spot.
I tell y'all everything. If I had anal, y'all would fucking know.
Yo, but imagine that your G spot is anal and you just haven't had an orgasm because you've never
I would never have an orgasm. So I would never have an orgasm. Y'all, Vita is on her chair sticking a bottle up her ass. Yeah, that's why I'm about to put this shit on my close friends, bitch.
Do it.
This bitch.
She has half the
Vita
she has
is
bottle
talking
neck.
About anal. This bitch want to do anal so bad. She's... Bina, stop. Get off.
Bina.
Y'all, I'm so sorry y'all can't see this fool.
This is what happened. Stick it up. You gotta wet that spot though. That spot gotta get wet. You gotta wet the spot up a little bit because you just can't.
How did you know that in seventh grade, baby?
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't introduced to it. He taught me. He said, all you gotta do is just wet the little spot up and all that. Make sure it's wet.
Did you cry? Did it hurt?
No, nigga, like, I was walking around like this. The nigga was like, yo, what's up? Like, I was like,
it's like a penguin.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
swabbing.
Literally.
Okay, so Vina's an anal, Justina's an anal. I have not done anal.
You'll never try it, B?
Maybe with my husband.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't.
It's just not like my thing. Like,
no,
shitty dicks.
For sure.
Like, I don't.
I don't enjoy it.
I can't.
I don't really enjoy it, and I don't do it like as often as Vina. I'm not like, I want to do it. I want to do it in the island. I want to do it in the basement. Like, Vina wants to keep putting in the butt. That's not my, like, MO. Like, I'll slip in there every now and again, but I much rather just, you know, get it in the puss.
Well, let me be very honest. Like, it's not every time I'm having sex, I'm like, put it in my ass.
Vina's like, don't go in my pussy. Go right, you start in the ass.
Yeah, like, right. So, like, it's just like, all right, if I want to be like, my thing is, I want to know. Stuff it in my butt. And see how you,
you're fucking disgusting.
You put it in my ass.
I want to know.
You know? And niggas be like, I never done this before. I'm like, oh, okay, seventh grade.
Niggas do not say that, Vita. Well, they're lying.
Like, yo, I never done this before. And then when my thing is, you got to understand, you just got to try everything. Put it in your butt. Put it in your pum pum, slap it around your titties, whatever. I don't have.
First of all, don't ever put it in your butt, then your vagina.
That's a fact.
Oh, that's BV. That's BV.
That's instant yeast.
Yeah. That's a fact.
That's bacteria vaginosis.
You gotta get
bacteria vaginosis.
Yeah, pussy to ass. It's just like wiping. It's like wiping. You gotta go from the pussy to ass.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't do that one. But let me tell you something, Justine.
No.
When he took his penis out of your ass, was shit on him?
I mean, it's happened. Listen, if you don't prepare for the dare, it's going to be some shit down there. Yeah, you got to do an enema.
Y'all are fucking gross.
You got to do an enema to clean out your system. Because it's like it's like sticking your hand in like a fish tank. If the fish tank is dirty, you're going to come out with some crud on your arm. So it's like if your system ain't clean... And a pipe goes up, you know, a pipe goes up there, it's going to come out being a little dirty.
Oh, Jesus, y'all.
You definitely
I can't imagine.
What about being on your period? date? Does your man run red lights?
But not like full blood, like first date. I've done it like where you're spotting a little bit or a little, you know, brown here and there, but not like a whole.
A little light moisture.
Day one.
Yeah. Some guys don't like to do it. Some guys don't like to run the red lights.
My nigga, niggas don't care as long as they feel what they got to feel. I done did it
if
on
the lights
period.
Is off, this probably be the best sex.
I mean, it's more, you know, it's more moisture. I mean, could be a little nasty, but
it's nasty,
I mean,
y'all.
As long as you have a condom.
Let me tell you something. I done did it when it first started, nigga. I had to take it ibuprofen. I was cramping. I was like, yo, all right, let's get it Bloody Mary. Then it's Vina. two days after, it calmed down. We went at it again. Whatever. As long as you do it in the shower, you good. I remember I had sex with my ex and we was in a hotel room and them sheets was done.
First 48.
Them sheets was done. I was like, yo, is my credit card on file? Thank God his credit card was on file. And we good to go.
Okay, y'all. Yeah, but before we get through all this is just nasty. We're going to go to break. We'll have more with the Women of Wild Now podcast when we come back after these messages.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you guys, we are back with the Women of Wild and Out podcast. It's your girl, B. Simone, my baby, Pretty V, Justina Valentine. This podcast went from 0 to 100 real quick. Do y'all have any advice to give to these young girls, these young people?
Yes.
Or just anybody that's not experienced? Like, what is a good tip for somebody that's not experienced?
I have a good tip. Don't do butt sex because it could be a shitty situation, and that's pun intended. Take your time. Don't be like me and V's little fast ass. Like, take your time. Be careful. Educate yourself. Definitely for all the young girls listening and young guys listening, wear protection. Because
condom.
One dirty dick or one dirty poom poom could change your life. So wear protection and just be safe. And don't follow me and V's lead, all right?
Please don't. And let me tell you something. Wrap it up.
Uh-huh.
That's the biggest thing I can tell y'all, to wrap it up and have safe sex.
Yes.
We got to be disciplined in those areas, you guys. And like I said, wrap it up. And like Justina said, don't be like me or her now, okay? Because I know some friends that were doing what I was doing and they pregnant.
All right, all right.
By a kid. Nah, I love y'all so much. No, seriously, we're not trying to promote anything. Just definitely wait. Be like B. Simone and lose your virginity at 25.
Yeah.
And if that's what it is, then that's what it
is. Yeah, don't be in such a rush to grow up. Take your time and just be safe about it. And you know what I mean? Just because all your friends are jumping off the building don't mean you need to do it too. All right? So we know this episode was a little nasty. We got down and dirty. But we got to the real. And this was just, it was all about our first.
But it was
all about
real.
Our first.
We love y'all. And yeah.
Yo.
Signing out.
Smooches.
Bye. Remember to wrap it up.
Uh-huh.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.